Really, Riley? Really, Riley? Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Are you ready? This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Welcome back to Really Riley. Appreciate y'all checking out my little corner of the world where I talk about all things real, in a sense. I always like to hit you where you think you go, ooh, did she really just say that? I mean, just because I feel like there's so much connectivity in that. And, you know, this is sort of like a vent sesh for me where I get things off my chest and hopefully you relate to it because, I mean, that's the goal. So this week is a little weird for me to talk about. I called this podcast, well, hello, panic attack, because I had one the other day. Now, just a little backstory on me. I am not really well versed in the land of panic attacks, but I have had a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression throughout my adult years in life. I've always been like a very, very anxious person. And obviously there's a lot going on right now because I have a 7-week-old as of this week. I have a 5.5-year-old. I have an amazing fiance. I have a pretty demanding career that I love, you know, schedules and all the things. And, you know, I'm a person that goes and goes and goes and goes. And I feel like I'm invincible and I'm never going to drop. And I think all of that came to a head this week. You know, couple all of that with not sleeping really at all because my adorable second little son does not want to sleep. And I know that this is like usual territory for a lot of people. I'm no different from anybody else. So I can hear a lot of people listening to this right now going, really, Riley? Like, okay, I deal with that and then some every day. You know, like people in the military or people in the police or people or doctors or, you know, again, not one person's story, trauma, dealings, stress is more important than anybody else on Really Riley. I just kind of like to throw that out there just because I'm not trying to act as though my stressors are bigger or greater than anybody else. Just trying to relate here. So I am not really sure what happened on Monday. I think it could be a culmination of a lot of things. We found out that another member of the family has stage 2 cancer and that's a new development. We're dealing with it. And I have had, if you guys listen to YMS Radio at all, a very important person in my life that was instrumental in making me who I am today pass away. And I think it's crazy to me that I always just kind of keep it moving. That's become my MO over the couple of years. And I feel like on Monday, my body was like, nope, you're not going to keep it moving. We're going to sit here in this swirling hurricane of emotions, and here we go. It's like the panic attack crept up on me slowly and was just like out of nowhere. And like I said, even though I've had anxiety a lot, I don't really get panic attacks like that, that just smack you in the face. You know, like you just walked in and saw an ex-boyfriend at the club or a ghost, you know, in your closet. Like that's literally what sort of it felt like to me. And I got off work. Nothing really eventful happened that was any other additional stressor. Other than the fact, I might add, that TMI, I don't care, we keep it real on Riley, Really Riley, that I am getting my first period since giving birth. So I'm aware that that could be a culprit. I just didn't realize like this period would be so different from the ones that I've had however many years prior. And I also didn't feel like it would smack me in the face as soon as it did because we're 7 weeks out. With my first son, I didn't get a period for 7 months. Guys, if you're listening to that, sorry for the TMI, but hey. So I was just taken aback by it because it was usually anxiety for me isn't like a body trip or, you know, something that affects me physically. It's usually in my mind and mental, and I stress that way. But with this one, I felt like I was going to throw up. I was physically gagging. I was shaking. I was dizzy. I was disoriented. And I'm like, what in the fuck is this? Because I'm usually pretty good at kind of just shifting through pain. Obviously, if you guys follow me on Instagram or listen to the show, you've seen me in the gym. I can do that. I've given birth to 2 babies. It's fine. Usually in stressful situations, I can white knuckle my way through it and be okay. But there's the kicker right there, I think, white knuckling your way through anything in life is always going to overflow the cup at some point. And I think on Monday, the cuppeth overfloweth. And I was really concerned about it because I'm like, I can't fall apart. I'm not allowed. It's not that I'm not allowed. I don't allow myself because I'm a mom of two now. I have two small babies that need me. My fiance needs me. Oh, and let me forget, we're planning a wedding. We're insane. All in the middle of the tail end of a pandemic. So I really think it was a visceral reaction to all of the things that I had been stuffing down in the pit of my stomach for a couple of months. You know, as stressful as pregnancy is, I was kind of babied through it through my fiance. You know, I was still working and everything like that, but I don't really consider work something I have to escape from. You know, a lot of people are like, well, Riley, how could you go back to work after 6 weeks? Oh my God. Well, keeping it real, there's two reasons. Keeping it really, really real. A lot of you guys, oh my God, your company didn't allow you more than that. It wasn't that. It was that A, I am a member, a very, I hope, useful and valuable member of a relatively new morning show. We've only been YMS Radio for just over a year. And if you're the voice behind the mic, you have to be there. Or you know, I don't want to say I'm forgotten that quickly, but it's my responsibility to be there for our show, for our listeners. And a lot of people would have something to say about that, but it was my decision to go back. And then it's also that I thrive in the working environment. I thrive feeling useful outside of motherhood. And I know that's a whole nother can of worms, but those are the reasons. And I think if I'm completely honest and real here, if I had it to do over, I may have taken the full stint of maternity leave. I don't know. I don't know if that would have made stressors better or worse because, like I said, I'm a complete person when I have things to validate myself outside of just the home. And please don't come for me and say, oh, well, stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad is the most important job in the world. I agree with you there, but it's just not for me. I don't know that I would be good at it in that sense. That sounds terrible. Like, oh, yeah, I'm not good at taking my own children, but I just mean I'm really good at what I do. I love what I do, and I wanted to go back. Like going back to the whole panic attack the other day, it was honestly my body's way of just saying, Riley, you got to take stock in all these stressors that you're just not dealing with and handling and putting away. You know, I tend to deal with anxiety or depression in a natural sense. I go to the gym all the time. I like self-care in terms of taking baths. I like, you know, to blog, I like to listen to music. So it's not like I'm just not taking care of myself. My fiance is amazing. If I need to go get my nails done, I go get my nails done. If I'm stressing out, he's like, babe, I booked you a massage, go. You know, we just had our date night over the weekend and it was awesome. Like we connected. This is what I didn't get about this panic attack hitting me in the face, literally with a sledgehammer on Monday. It was like we went and had a beautiful afternoon at this little antique farmer's market, which is right up my alley with the kids and Marshall's family. And then Sunday, we got to put up new shelving in the living room, which was stressful for Marshall. But for me, it was fun because I got to style it, right? I was good. It was like, all right, we got the hang of this. The baby slept 4.5 hours, which I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but I'm a person that usually runs on 6 hours. So that to me is a cakewalk. Or, you know, it's party time versus 2 hours that I'll sleep. But even as I'm saying all of this to myself, I'm just like, wow, that's a lot. It's a lot for anybody. And going back to the whole natural way of dealing with anxiety and depression, a lot of people or, you know, panic attacks, a lot of people will say, well, Riley, you know, there's nothing wrong with medication. There's nothing wrong with help. Trust me, I have tried almost every avenue of that vein of help in terms of medicine. You know, I was on Xanax for many years to deal with my anxiety. And, you know, that just, it never lets up. Like you end up always just having to take more to get to the end result, or you always have to rely on it. And I wasn't cool with it. Antidepressants, I have tried about 15 of them. And there were some that worked really well for me, but then they would have side effects that really, like I had a counselor tell me one time, they're not side effects, they're effects. It's sort of like robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's like, okay, I'm more calm, but then I have no sex drive. I am, you know, I'm not as anxiety ridden, but then I'm just super blah and I'm not myself. I'm just like more even keel than I would care to be, because I kind of like my spunky personality. And also I get paid for it to talk about things on the air. So my whole point with natural forms of dealing with anxiety, depression, and now let's add panic attacks on in there, is just different from other people. Do I agree that I need to maybe find another avenue in addition to working out and the forms of self-care that I use? Absolutely. Because now more than ever before, I've just been super cognizant of the ripple effects of things in life. Like just a mortality, you know, because I've had a lot of brushes with the realization of we're not here forever lately. And then I also just gave birth to a new life. You know, it's just nothing will make you look at time and mortality like having kids. And then it's just like all of that starts spinning into craziness that it's just like, oh my gosh, what if my life doesn't work? What if I get fired from my job and I can't provide for my family? And then also, fun fact, in this week, we had like some weird dealings with our wedding venue that worked out, thank God. But that was stressful too, because it's just like, this is an event that obviously, like any other bride, I want to be perfect. And there was a lot of crap that happened that we're like, okay, we thought it was going to work this way and now it's not, and it's going to cost us more money and blah, 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 blah. Like, whew, like I'm even hearing myself talking about this right now. It's like making my heart beat a little faster. And I got to tell you guys, even just talking into this microphone right now, talking to you and talking it out helps. I think that's another reason why I always go into stuff like this on the podcast. And I try to switch it up because I don't want Really Riley to always be like, mah, 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 because that's no fun. I would turn it off. I would click away and go to a crime podcast or something. But I always get these messages from you that you appreciate how much I'm open and honest about, you know, the things that make me tick, good, bad, indifferent, the good, the bad, the ugly, the hemorrhoids. I always like to throw that in there because whenever I say that, somebody's always like, skirt, wait, what? But that's the whole point of Really Riley, is getting your attention with stuff, saying the things that other people don't really say or talking about. Yeah, hemorrhoids after birth are so much fun, and I will never let my son live it down. But yeah, seriously, even just talking it out with you guys and saying these things out loud and realizing that there's nothing fun about having a panic attack, but it's, I would say, normal, and I can forgive myself, not forgive myself, but I can allow myself to feel more normal in having those visceral reactions to what is my new normal in life. And that, in that with thinking too, it's just like nothing in my life is going to stay this constant flow of ease. You know, we have a new baby. I have an ever demanding career. And my fiance was just like, you know, I just want things to be smooth for a little bit. I was like, well, babe, we didn't really pick that life. And that's rough sometimes, because you look at other people and they're like, oh, well, they just get to chill on the weekends. Or, you know, you look at the Instagram feed, which is always a punishment. That is just like, oh, well, this person's going on vacation and they just get to chill. Well, it's like we have a lot of perks to our life too, so those stressors make it worth it. But I felt the same way when he said that the other day, that I'm just like, I do wish there was a little bit more smooth waves versus them crashing down. But right now, that's what life is. That's what change brings in sometimes, is panic attacks. Let's not hope every time, but I guess what I'm trying to say in my mom jumbling lingo right now is that it's okay for me to have had that little break for a second. But for me, it's not okay to stay there. I always say that. I always say it's okay for you to be sad. It's okay to feel whatever you're feeling. But if it's not serving you, you can't stay there. And in, I guess, admitting this right now, that I have maybe taken on too much and haven't been like dealing with it the way that I should. Because I like to take on too much. It makes me feel accomplished. But even though I consider myself Superwoman, my cape's got a hole in it right now. And I need to figure out how to mend that. And that's okay. It's okay, Riley. You can honor, you can admit it. It's okay. You're not Superwoman. No, I am Superwoman. I'm sorry. I can't say that. But I mean, I feel better. I feel better even saying this to you guys and talking it out. And I like putting it out there that nothing in my life is perfect. Because when you look at the Instagram reel, it could definitely feel that way. I am blessed. Don't get me wrong. Blessed beyond measure. But sometimes there's cracks hidden behind that pretty filter on Instagram. And I do love that pretty filter, man. Makes my skin look great. But you guys, I guess this podcast was really just about me kind of connecting with you and saying these things and talking about these things, because if this is you, or if you are in this space, I don't want you to think there's something wrong with you. I mean, I'm lucky that now I have a support system that is there for me and my fiance and my friends. But for a long time, I either didn't have the support system in place or I wouldn't reach out and ask for help. And that sounds dramatic, but it's true. And I think in me talking about this on the podcast and talking about having panic attacks and how tough it was to wade through that in the moment, it is like, okay, and I am normal. I swear, it's like I sound like, you are normal, Riley. You are, what is that movie? You are smart, you are important, and all that. I can hear that in my head right now. But I am, and I got to give myself a little credit for it. And also, I had a really, really, really good workout today. My trainer kicked my ass, and that always makes me feel strong and healthy and happy. So, I mean, I always say this to you guys, but if you ever want to hit me up in the DMs, I always try to answer you guys. You guys always sit here and say, like, oh my God, you answered. I'm like, yes, if you take the time to DM me, if I'm not, you know, dealing with one of the two of the kiddos or doing something with work or at the gym, I will answer right away, or I will at least try to answer at some point. So if you guys ever need an ear, I'm here. Hit me up in the DMs at Riley Couture. That's RileyCouture. That's Instagram, Facebook. Twitter's new now because of the fact that somebody stole my Twitter while I was on maternity leave, literally giving birth to my child. Jerk. But Twitter is RileyCouture5, and then TikTok is at RileyCouture7. Snapchat is Radio Recon. You guys, I love you. Thank you for listening and letting me get that off my chest and venting. And we will be back on Friday with the Fave 5. So I promise you it'll be cheerier if this one was a little melancholy for you. But I appreciate you listening. It's really Riley.